From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Former First Lady Betty Ford is being remembered today for her courage and candor. Ford has died in Palm Springs, California at age 93. She overcame alcohol and prescription drug addictions and helped found a clinic that bears her name. In an interview from June 1994, Ford said she would not have survived if she hadn't gotten off painkillers and alcohol.
You know, the combination of the prescription drugs I was taking all day long and then trying to drink in a social way in the evening would have, probably killed me. It's a wonder I woke up.
NPR's Karen Grigsby Bates has this look back on Ford's life.
Betty Ford was thrust into the role of First Lady when Gerald Ford became president after Richard Nixon resigned in the Watergate scandal. Right away, the nation saw a First Lady who was radically different from most of her predecessors. For one thing, she'd been divorced. For another, she was sometimes startlingly frank in interviews. She admitted some of her children might have tried marijuana and had premarital sex. After she left the White House, Ford revealed she'd become addicted to alcohol and painkillers and was seeking help. By doing that, she inspired thousands to do the same. The Betty Ford Center that was created to honor her has become a respected addiction recovery facility and is what many consider to be her signal legacy. Karen Grigsby Bates, NPR News.
President Obama says coming to an agreement on the federal budget requires a balanced approach in his weekly address. He says Democrats and Republicans should share the political sacrifices. In their address, though, Republicans are pointing to yesterday's report on employment as evidence the president's economic policies have failed. The Las Conchas wildfire in northern New Mexico has burned about 140,000 acres. It's been burning near Los Alamos since late last month, and it's only 40% contained. Sarah Gustavus from member station KUNM reports that a new threat is looming.
Thunderstorms are expected to develop in New Mexico this weekend. It's the beginning of the annual monsoon season. Rain might sound like a relief for firefighters working to extinguish the wildfire, but floods may make things worse. Todd Shoemake is a meteorologist at the National Weather Service.
Wildfires will typically harden the soil and harden the ground, making the soil unable to absorb any kind of rainfall.
Local communities are preparing for potentially dangerous flooding. Leaders of a Native American tribe lined up sandbags to hold back water that's expected to flow straight off the mountain and through steep canyons. The Santa Clara tribe has seen 80% of its forests burn so far in the Las Conchas fire. For NPR News, I'm Sarah Gustavus in Albuquerque.
Crews are making progress fighting a wildfire in Nevada. Authorities say that fire, burning near a rugged area near the former nuclear proving ground, is 60% contained. A spokeswoman for the National Nuclear Security Administration says no radiation has been detected. This is NPR News. The sponsor of Arizona's controversial immigration law is facing a recall election. County Elections Director Karen Osborne says her office is certifying the signatures opponents have collected on a petition. The opponents say they collected more than 10,000 in Republican State Senate President Russell Pierce's district. Arizona's Secretary of State has already issued its own certification. The Major League Baseball Players Union says a boycott over Arizona's immigration law would not be appropriate at Tuesday's All-Star Game in Phoenix. As Mark Moran of member station KJZZ in Phoenix reports, earlier talk of protests have largely run out of steam.
Even in the weeks after the new law, known as SB 1070, passed, protests and rallies were largely unorganized, poorly attended, and ignored. While Latino groups are renewing a push to boycott the game and the activities surrounding it, those calls are falling on deaf ears. The game has sold out, and the events leading up to it are heavily attended. Arizona's immigration law, much of which was put on hold by a federal judge, would require people to show documentation if police suspect they're in the country illegally. The Players Association has stated its opposition to the law, but has not asked any of the participants, players or fans, to stay away from the All-Star game. For NPR News, I'm Mark Moran in Phoenix.
New York Yankee star Derek Jeter still needs two hits to become the 28th major leaguer to record 3,000 career hits. Last night's game against the Tampa Bay Rays was rained out. Yankees host the Rays, though, this afternoon with 2 days left before the All-Star break. Jeter won't be playing in Tuesday's All-Star game, though. He's pulled out to rest his injured right calf. Injuries also sidelining Alex Rodriguez and Mariano Rivera. I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News.